the reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or, what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Gospel of the Lord. None of us lives for oneself, no one dies for oneself. So we're put here on this earth not to focus just on me, myself, and I, and that proud, "Oh, look how great I am, what do I need, what am I going to do?" But we're here to serve the needs of one another. We're going to be followers of Jesus, and as Paul says it very well, why would we look down upon somebody else and make a judgment? We're called, in the words of Jesus in that gospel, that people go out and look for the downtrodden, the forsaken, those who don't have that dignity that they feel upon themselves as children of God. So in other words, we're called to live for one another. I find it intriguing, just having lived here in the desert area for what, only 3 weeks, and Jesus tells the story, he's going to leave 99 sheep out in the desert for the other animals to get at him, and yet somehow in God's providence, God knows he's going to take care of those 99 as well as the lost one. So maybe that's a tip off for you and for me. That again, we're put here to follow Jesus. We're called to bring hope, not despair. We're called to bring love, not hate. We're called to bring charity, not selfishness. We're called to not judge people, but to accept. We're called to be people who bring the presence of the Lord to one another. We all know that there are people who feel lost, downtrodden, forgotten, not accepted, not appreciated. There may be someone in yours or my life today that the Lord is going to say, "Will you reach out to that person? Will you touch him or her with a little gentleness, a little hope, a little kindness?" Maybe you see somebody and they're just kind of sitting off by themselves. And they say, "Okay, I shouldn't love, I want to bother them," or maybe inconvenient to do so. Go out of our little shell. Be willing to take that step to bring a little presence of God's hope and joy into someone else's life. It might be your own life today that the Lord is saying, "Do you feel lost, downtrodden, or abandoned? I may send you somebody. Are you open to my presence and them?" Let's all be willing to take that risk. And you know who we're going to find? Jesus.